From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A new kind of help for troubled homeowners today, not from the government, but from the country's largest mortgage lender. This afternoon, Bank of America announced a program for homeowners who are underwater. These are the people who owe more on their mortgages than their homes are worth and often end up in foreclosure. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, Bank of America will forgive up to 30% of what some borrowers owe.
A lot of people who follow the housing market think that this could be a very big deal. Politicians, nonprofits, and banks all say that they've been trying to prevent foreclosures. But one problem is that many homeowners who are underwater are deciding that it makes more sense to just give up and hope to buy some other house someday.
For the customers that are most underwater, those customers appear to be making a decision that they're willing to walk away.
Jack Shackett is the top loss mitigation executive for home loans at Bank of America. That means that he's not the guy in charge of making money. He's the guy in charge of trying to lose the least amount of money possible in the ongoing mortgage mess. So he does not like foreclosures. Those are expensive and painful for everybody. And so basically, his bank is now willing to cut some homeowners a very good deal. For the first time, you're launching a large-scale program where you're going to forgive some of what people owe in order to keep them in their homes?
Yes, that's correct. Let's say I have a customer and their house is worth $200,000, because that's our typical customer, and they have a $250,000 loan balance.
In other words, they're underwater by $50,000. Through existing programs, some homeowners can qualify for lower interest rates and lower payments, but that would still leave them in a big hole without much incentive to stick around. So B of A is going further.
We discovered we can actually take $50,000 of that $250,000 and we can set it aside, and we provide the customer a mortgage on the $200,000 remaining balance.
So basically you kind of break a chunk of the money that's owed off into a second loan that's going to be forgiven if they keep making their payments.
That's exactly right. The $50,000 set aside, we then forgive that in increments of $10,000 per year over the five-year period, as long as the customer stays in good standing with us.
The customer never has to pay that money back. Meanwhile, they're paying down their mortgage, and hopefully home prices start rising a bit. So the homeowner ends up better off than if they'd walked away, and the bank loses less money. It actually makes a lot of sense, says Mark Zandi, the chief economist with Moody's Analytics.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, this is the first real significant effort to help reduce principal amounts, and I think that's what's needed to really make a dent in this foreclosure crisis.
Sandy says the reason all of us should care about that is
the economy can't really get going until the housing market finds a bottom, until house prices stop declining, and that won't occur until this foreclosure crisis abates.
Bruce Marks runs the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, or NACA. His group has been protesting the big banks and saying their foreclosure prevention plans are totally inadequate. But this plan, he actually likes.
This is a huge step forward. What Bank of America is doing is precedent setting.
But both Marks and Zandi say that this program needs to be expanded. Eventually, they hope it might help upwards of 500,000 people if it spreads to other companies. But for now, Bank of America is starting this with a pilot group of 45,000 homeowners who have certain kinds of risky loans. MIT housing economist Bill Wheaton would like to see it spread beyond that, too.
These are mortgages that never should have been made. And if you expanded it to people that had reasonable mortgages to begin with, you would in some sense have a little more legitimacy, right? Why are we helping people who were duped or who were just fiddling around with crazy mortgages to begin with?
With an estimated 3 to 4 million Americans heading towards foreclosure, the banks don't have a lot of time to figure out how to scale up these programs. Chris Arnold, NPR News.